Modern jet helicopters fly from the Sunnyvale heliport, and in just a minute or two or three, you're at the San Francisco airport to connect with your other airline flight on TWA.
Connect with your own.
TWA, American, National, or United Airlines. Now, the reason I mention TWA, American, National, and United is they have special connecting fares. If you're going east or south to one of the larger cities, east or south, SFO helicopter, they have 84 scheduled...
Going southeastern.
I wish you would. 84 scheduled daily flights every day with SFO helicopter. East telephone... Eastern. What?
No, that's just practicing.
Don't. Regent 9... Regent 9...
forceful type.
Regent... The number to call for SFO helicopters is Regent 96990 or Yukon 17750. Get those numbers. Regent 96990, Yukon 17750. Your drive.
That's got it all. God bless the child that's got his own.
Billie Holiday wrote that, Lou Rawls, and God bless the child that's got his own. Here's a great team.
You can't beat Aunt Penny's.
Yeah, but look, is Aunt Penny's white sauce sold in cans or jars?
Cans.
Cans?
Cans.
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 Doggone it.
What's the matter now?
I got a hammer, but no can opener.
Dress up your vegetables with a sprightly flavor.
Cans?
Aunt Penny's hollandaise sauce, it's easy. Heat it and serve it, and you're giving your friends and family all the luxury taste of professionally blended hollandaise sauce.
Hollandaise?
Rich butter and egg yolks and just a touch of lemon. Just a wee, eensy touch of lemon.
Cans?
No. Aunt Penny's Hollandaise does not separate. It's perfect every time. Try it with meat.
Won't lump in a pan.
Won't lump in a pan. Add a can of Aunt Penny's Hollandaise sauce to your pan drippings and presto. Eck. Gravy Hollandaise.
That takes care of another one.
Or this
well,
easy.
I don't know what he was doing.
This easy treat.
We've talked to him 15 times the last month. We talked to him once about that.
Steam small meatballs and serve them topped with Aunt Penny's Hollandaise. It's a gourmet idea from Greece.
Guess what I have.
Get a supply of Aunt Penny's Hollandaise, white sauce, and new cheese sauce. Post haste, haste.
Forget it.
Forget it.
You can't beat Aunt Penny's sauces.
You don't have to.
Always creamy and smooth.
Yes, keep Aunt Penny's sauces ready to add music. Music?
You don't have to.
You don't have to. Keep Aunt Penny's sauces ready to add music to your meals. It's piquant. What was it, the commercial we used to have? It sings. Something sings. Do you remember that was a food thing?
You must have had it back east or something.
No, it was here. It was here. It sings.
Squeaky clean, the young language.
No, this was... What?
Angostura.
Angostura, it sings. Don't you remember that?
Goat milk, isn't it?
No, Angostura is a bitter.
It is, but it's goat's milk.
It's bitter goat's... They get it from mad goats.
This is a dramatized recording made in a helicopter flying over San Francisco.
Hello down there. This is Bob Mitchell flying over the Golden Gate from Marin. I see a freighter sailing under the bridge heading out to the Pacific. Over at the Presidio, everything looks quiet. I'll be over the Palace of Fine Arts in a minute. You know, there are only two ways to get such a clear and overall view of San Francisco and the Bay Area. From the air and through the pages of the Examiner. Read the Examiner and you'll see what I mean.
Summer vacation or...
You say some joker refilled your cigarette lighter with shaving cream? And it's 4 a.m. and the water's dripping in the kitchen. And your dog just came in with a live snake in his mouth? Is that what's troubling you, Bunky? Lift your head up high, face the future with a smile! You need Guild!
Yeah, I had a little trouble there. Guild wine. Guild Burgundy. Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
That's right.
Guild Burgundy is a rich red wine that makes beef taste beefier and spaghetti becomes a real party meal.
Forget about the beef.
In fact, for all occasions, get hearty Guild Burgundy. What does trepidation mean?
Huh?
Trepidation.
It's a cork.
Serve it with the trepidation out.
Hey, farms in Berkeley. What are the names of some of the Berkeley Farms cows?
Oh, Rover, Fido, Lassie, Rintintin.
No kidding.
Yep. In order to have farms in Berkeley, we had to buy all the cows' dog licenses.
Milk goes great with any food, you know that. But don't mix it in the grocery bag. Berkeley Farms pioneered the carefree, spill-free, plastic-coated cartons that will not leak. Look for them at your store, the colorful Berkeley Farms cartons with the windmills on them.
Farms in Berkeley?
Bet your life, 20 past 10.
Anyway.
Trying to think of his real name. Dodo Marmara.
Dodo Pacetti.
Dodo Pacetti is his real name. Have you ever thought about going into radio as a career? You, sir.
Yes.
Have you ever thought about going into radio as a career, as a livelihood, as perhaps a way of making a living for yourself and your extensive family? Have you ever thought that perhaps you might be a radio announcer just like I am and be famous and loved?
Yes, I've thought of that several times. That's why I'm up in the studio at this time.
You've come in to inquire, is
no,
it?
No, I just want to... I'm one of the ones that... I'm very fond of you. I like your act on the radio.
Take your hands off me.
And I'm sitting here drinking it all in.
I know that, but I wish you'd talk more.
I think breathing it more in would be more like it.
I want to talk to you about your career in radio.
Yes, where
radio
do I go? Where do I go?
I'll tell you where to go.
Thank you.
Have you ever thought of what you'd need for a professional career in radio?
Well, I imagine I would need complete instruction by qualified instructors in disc jockey techniques.
That's right.
I would also learn courses in diction, speech, and TV techniques by Ed Foster.
Who?
I don't know. And I possibly would imagine that I would learn how to drink.
You'd need that. Oh, heaven knows you'd need that.
Yes.
Would you...
You've certainly learned.
Yes, I have. I'm doing a term paper this year on old Jack Daniels. Have you given any thought to exactly where you'd like to go for all this diction?
Well, as I understand it, there is only one place to go.
Yes.
The CB School of Modern Radio Technique.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you worked that in, sir, because as you... Folks, we just grabbed this fellow off the street, actually. This is not a plant. Would you repeat that, sir, that you're not a plant, that you're not, you know, employed by the CB School of Radio Technique?
I would like to be a plant, though. I really would if I had my druthers.
You
say, that's one of the reasons I'd like to get into radio is my sense of humor. I come up with those all the time.
Those little fast one-liners.
I'd like to be a plant. I'd like to be a Venus flytrap.
Oh.
And snap at people with meaning. I'm sort of the shy type, and I've several times wanted to snap at people, and I just don't have anything to snap with. But if I was a Venus flytrap, triflap, well, I've tried that too. I could go snap.
That'd be lovely.
Possibly catch somebody.
Hasn't got a lot to do with the CB School of Radio and Television Technique.
It is far afield.
Far afield. But you've actually found in the line of work, I don't know what your line of work is, but you've found that your line of work is dull and humdrum and kind of a daily sort of a chore, and you want to go into something exciting with romance.
Yes, I would.
What is it you do every day for a living, sir?
I test jet planes.
You're a jet pilot, and you want to go into something exciting like radio.
Yes, something stimulating.
Something that'll give you your kicks.
Excuse me.
You'll be all right. The CB School of Radio Technique.
See it disappear.
CB School of Radio Technique is certainly your answer.
What does CB stand for, may I ask?
Cockamamie. That's right. Yes. The B is silent. Cockamamie. The Cockamamie School of Radio and Television.
Like in swimming?
As in, like the G in swimming. S in B. Forget it. Their number is Yukon 29640.
You come up with them faster than I do. I'll certainly have to hand it to you.
You'll learn those one-liners at the CB at the Cockamamie School. Their new class is starting June the 18th, which is this coming Monday, and I hope you'll join Mr. Kaltenborn here in the exciting, stimulating class that opens this coming Monday at the CB School of Radio and Television. They're 259, Gary. Drop in and see their studios. Beautiful. You seen their studios, sir?
No, I haven't.
Beautiful. You'd love them.
Where are they?
They're at 259 Geary Street.
Let me jot that down.
Would you write that down? 259 Geary. And if you'd like to, they have a beautiful brochure.
That's a lucky number. That's a 7.
2-5 is a 7?
Yes. 2 and 5 is 7, and 9 is 16.
And 6 and 1 is 7.
6 and 1 is 7. That's a lucky number.
Could be your lucky number, friends. How did you like the way I worked that in?
Gee whiz. UConn, really in awe.
UConn 29640. What does that add up to? 29640.
2 9 6 and 4 and 7.
2 9 is 11. 6 is 17 and 4 is 21. And that's 3. Is that
a
good number?
That's a good number, yes.
UConn 3. Call them the CB School of Radio and Television.
Every 5 seconds of every working day, somebody buys a new Chevrolet.
Every 5 seconds of every working day? It's hard to believe. Let's check that.
Every 5 seconds of every working day, somebody buys a new Chevrolet.
Sure enough, that's a lot of Chevrolets and a lot of smart people. If you're thinking about a new car, you'll be smart to hurry to your Chevrolet dealer.
Available for parties. Ma'am, we would do parties and that sort of thing, but I don't think I could hit him again like that with that hoe handle. World's greatest radio station. You caught us kind of on our lunch break here. 31 minutes past 10 o'clock. This is Jack Carney. That's good. I'll be around till 11 o'clock. Here's Earl Grant, Swinging Gently.
Howdy, folks. This is Art Baker, and I want to tell you about a product so unusual that people actually brag on it after using just one pint. I'm referring to the amazing German-developed oil concentrate, STP, that is now being made in America. When blended with oil, STP creates a tough protective film that won't drain down or burn off and makes oil so slippery that friction is reduced to almost nothing. What makes this product so unusual is that just one pint of STP, when added to the oil, makes such a change in the car's performance that you can actually notice the difference immediately. I did. STP not only reduces wear, which is extremely important to new car owners, but by reducing friction, it also gives you more usable power. And because STP is a pure oil concentrate, one pint is all you need, and it will last from one oil change to the next. At service stations, garages, and car dealers everywhere, STP, just $1.35 per pint.
Country dance was being held in a Polka dots and moonbeams, those are the four freshmen who open at Fax last May. Friday night. Tomorrow night, I think they open, or Saturday night. Do you know Steve? Congratulations, Steve. Steve graduated from high school tonight. You're going on to college, right? Going to major in radio and television, right? Lots of luck. 21 minutes before 11 o'clock. If you haven't got anything going tonight, Steve, you might get on the Alibaba.
Say yes. That's a heck of an idea.
Oh, you're back, right?
Yes.
You're the fellow who always goes to the Alibaba, right?
That's right. Orchids for the ladies and carnations for the men.
You're the fellow they keep throwing out of the Alibaba, if I remember correctly. I've passed you on my way in a number of times.
I don't blame
smarts,
you.
Smarts a little, right? I'll face over here, sir.
Cleared up my sinus.
You know, you're a regular at the Alibaba. I didn't know whether you know that or not.
I love the hats and the favors and the noisemakers.
Well, they don't have hats and favors and noisemakers all the time, you understand, but they're having their sixth... You always
Why throw me out?
They're having...
Son of a gun.
They're having their 16th anniversary.
I especially like the favors.
They're having their 16th anniversary.
You pop out the ends there.
Yeah, and
see
they
what's on the inside.
Bang, right?
I got a ring and everything.
This is Thursday, so the 16th would be Saturday. That's when they have their 16th anniversary.
That's
Saturday. Right. This coming Saturday. I hope you'll be there,
One
sir.
Starts at 8:30.
8:30. Sid Hoff, you know Sid.
Goes on for a good 5 minutes.
Good 5 minutes. 8:35.
Oh, please. Boom. Nothing.
I'll be all right. That's this coming Saturday night for the big 16th anniversary at the Alibaba. And as
you giggle a lot.
Yeah. They have hats,
certainly,
right?
Certainly wouldn't want to dance with you at Alibaba.
Nobody asked you. They have hats, and they have favors, right? And
I told you about them.
Noisemakers and a free buffet, which you'll enjoy.
That's mainly in the middle of the floor. If you can get over in the corner, you're all right.
Let me ask you something. When you get to the Alibaba, how long do you usually sit around before somebody asks you to dance?
Oh, 3 or 4 days.
That's
got me doing it now. Gee
whiz. You're almost 30.
16th anniversary party, the 16th. That's this Saturday night at the Alibaba. That's at Grand Avenue at Webster near Oakland's Lake Merritt. I hope you'll get over there.
Hi, fans. This is C.W. Jones with another Kelso Conversation. Let's listen in.
Of course, my problem is having enough on hand, you know, keeping enough around. Let's see, about 2 days ago, I bought a six-pack of Kelso, and, you know, last night it was sold on. I go home and no Kelso. Boy.
Well, I got a topper for you, if you can imagine this. We had friends in last night, and I had this six-pack of Kelso. So, before dinner, a couple drinks, and then we had a real great dinner. The wife really outdid herself. And then afterwards, nobody wanted an after-dinner drink, because they just weren't buying, you know. So the wife said, I think I will have a Kelso. And they all kind of picked it up and said, me too, what's that, you know. So she brought in the tray with the Kelso, the squeeze of lime. We all enjoyed it. Within an hour, that six-pack was gone. And we had some new fans, you know. So after this, I'm going to have to buy a couple of six-packs.
Interesting conversation. Familiar, too. When you want a no-calorie drink that goes great after dinner, you know the answer. Kelso.
That was Manhattan Towers, the music from Manhattan Towers, written by Gordon Jenkins. It's 14 minutes before 11 o'clock. If you're a regular listener to KSFO, you are a regular listener, KSFO. Do you listen to KSFO with any regularity? I don't mean to intrude.
Yes, I do, especially when we got our commercials on the air there.
You're in the ad biz.
No, I'm in the car business.
Oh, you're in the car business?
Yeah, over in Erkley.
In Erkley.
That's what you called it earlier.
Erkley. I meant Berkeley.
I believe you call it Berkland and... or Boakland and Erkley.
Oh, I call it Boakland and Erkley.
Strange, though. It used to be at Anstein, but I'm in a car business.
You're not with Jackson Goldie Ford, are you?
Yes, I am.
Isn't that a coincidence? I was just about to talk about the big sale that you had over there at Jackson Goldie where there's no, there was no, you know, no interest or carrying charges and how you sold out of cars and didn't have any left and had to cancel all your spots. Do you remember that?
That's right. Well, we got a few boys on a job, and we got now 150 new Fords in stock. Falcons, Fairlanes, Galaxies, T-Birds, even trucks. We got the motor blocks all filed down. It's real nice.
These are hot, fast.
Very fast.
And I understand that it's the same deal again, that no one has to pay any interest or carrying charge. Is that right, sir?
That's right. It's a real cool bid, yeah.
What do they pay exactly?
They leave their wife.
They leave their wife and they take the car?
That's right.
It's that simple?
That's a pretty good deal in any man's language.
How many wives have you collected so far? That's kind of an interesting
thing.
Several. What do you do? Well, never mind about that. You have the Falcons, right, and the Fairlanes?
Yes, that's true.
And the Galaxies. Does it take more wife to get a T-Bird than it does a Galaxy at Jackson Goldie Ford, or is it...
bring her in, we'll see what we can do.
It's not on a pound-for-pound basis or anything like that.
Sometimes it is.
And sometimes, I guess, it isn't.
That's right. That's the other end of the scale.
That's what I like about...
That's the other answer to that.
Yeah, it's the same...
Sometimes it isn't.
Yeah, well...
Sometimes it is.
That's what I like about you plain-talking folks.
That's Socrates.
Yes. At Jackson...
You used to drink a lot, too.
Socrates Ford over in...
Erkley. Also.
Besides, in Oakland.
Where's that?
That's where you are, at Jackson Goldie. In Oakland. You know, you're having the big sale where there's no interest or carrying charge on any car. They actually...
I'm Jackson.
Are you Jackson?
Yeah.
Who's Goldie? Do you mind if I ask?
He's outside.
He's waiting outside?
I don't know what he's doing out there.
Mr. Jackson, before we continue here with delightful, entertaining music on KSFO, I want to make sure I have the facts straight. You have the prices posted on the car windshield. Is that right? They're on a sheet of paper?
More or less.
I see. And the price is there with the taxes and the
license.
Nobody's
smiling.
The prices are on...
Especially those two guys over there. I wonder why that is.
That's Jackson Jr. and Goldie. But there's no charge for interest or carrying charges. That to me is an amazing... Is this the first time this has ever been done, the car?
No, we did it before, and it went so fast and everything that we had to get right on it again.
Sold all your cars. How many did you sell that first time?
Three.
Three cars?
Yeah.
And now you have 100...
Two of them came back.
Two of them... Now you have 150 plus the two is 152 cars.
No, plus three.
The other one?
We had to bring the other one back.
Tow it in.
Tow it in.
Jackson Goldie, friends, over in Oakland.
Breaks, showbiz.
Did you pay my hotel?
Once again, this is your man on the street for KSFO. As you know, 9 out of 10 San Franciscans listen to KSFO radio. We're standing outside of a florist shop right now, and here comes a young man. Pardon me, sir.
Yes.
I don't like to trouble you, but I'm with KSFO radio, and I'm kind of interested in what radio station you listen to, what you do for a living. What do you do for a living?
Well, I am a flower grower. I grow some special kind of flowers. I grow Venus flytraps.
Venus flytraps? Isn't that interesting?
No, Venus flytraps.
Venus flytraps.
You don't speak very well, but yes, that's close enough.
Yes, and you grow these... What else do you grow?
Flies.
If you don't mind, sir, what radio station do you listen to?
I don't listen to the radio at all. I can't stand the radio, seriously.
That's enough. Why don't you go back to the farm? Here's a little gift for you. It's all gift-wrapped. It's a pen and pencil set. And with our compliments from KSFO, let me wind it for you.
KSFO in San Francisco.
Hello, once again, this is your KSFO man on the street. As you know, 9 out of 10 people listen to KSFO. We're on Powell Street, standing outside the office of an optometrist. Here comes a gentleman out of the office. Pardon me, sir. Pardon me.
Where are we?
I'm over here. Over here. Take
my hand.
Oh,
there you are, boy. Yes. Here, let me feel. What? Good heavens, what's that?
Oh. What radio station?
It's your nose. Sorry, boy.
Will you let go?
Sorry, I just came out. I have my eyes dilated.
I can see that. You've got dark glasses on.
Yes,
sir. Getting fitted for a prescription,
it's
is that
terrible,
it?
Terrible, terrible.
Do you have trouble with your eyes much, reading or...
No, I just do it for kicks, boy. What do you want to ask me?
I'm sorry, I just wondered if you listen to...
I like to go and get my eyes dilated for kicks. What do you do for kicks, son?
I listen to the radio. Do you ever listen to the radio?
Yes, I listen to KGO all the time.
KGO, isn't that wonderful? Thank you very much, sir. KSFO has a little gift for you here. It's all gift-wrapped. It's something you can use at home. Let me wind it for you.
KSFO in San Francisco.
Once again, this is your man on the street for KSFO radio.
Hi.
As you know, 9 out of 10 people here in San Francisco listen to KSFO, and we're standing on Powell Street outside the office of a very prominent dentist here in the city, and here comes one of his patients now out the door. Excuse me, sir.
Mm.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah.
I'm with...
Huh?
You got a big cavity there in back.
You got a couple of them. Right in front.
I'm with.
Oh, that's your nose.
But you
I can't talk very well.
I know you'll have to move in closer.
Yeah,
closer to the microphone.
How's that?
Pardon me,
watch
sir.
Watch it.
I'm with KSFO. You're salivating. I'm with KSFO.
Yes, I know.
I'm with KSFO radio.
Frank salivating.
You're drooling.
Work for the city.
I'm with KSFO.
Excuse me.
I wonder what you do for a living.
I don't think you care.
Would you step? You're salivating on my microphone. What?
All right.
What I wanted to ask you, sir, was whether you ever listened to the radio.
Hmm? Yes, I knew.
What station do you listen to?
KMRC.
Isn't that wonderful? Here, I have a present for you. It's a little package. It's all wrapped. Take it home. Put it under your pillow. Here, let me wind it for you.
KSFO in San Francisco.
Hello once again, dear friends. This is your KSFO man on the street, and as you know, 9 out of 10 San Franciscans listen at all times to KSFO radio. We're just going to interview... Here comes a gentleman now, stepping out of the door to a gymnasium. Pardon me, sir.
You talking to Donnelly?
Yeah.
I have 16 fights.
16 fights.
That's right, 16, and I'm ready to go on television very shortly.
Isn't that wonderful? How many of the 16 did you win, sir?
Well, I would rather not discuss that at this time.
I didn't mean to embarrass you, I'm sorry.
But I did have 16, and they were all very good.
Uh-huh. You got a nice smile, too.
Thank you very much. You got a nice nose.
I don't like to trouble you like this,
You
sir.
Also have nice eyes.
Thank you very
what
much.
What you can see of them. Did anybody hit you?
No. I have an important question to ask you, sir. We're short of time. I'd like to know what radio station you listen to.
Oh, I like to listen to cable myself.
Uh-huh. Well, that's wonderful, sir. Here's a little gift for you. It's all gift-wrapped. It's a wonderful home camera kit. First, though, let me wind it for you.
KSFO.